Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
This is what the Lord said. Your country is in grave peril. The leaders have hearkened to the demands of interest groups and have led your nation into bankruptcy. Your currency will shrink in value. Your bonds will lose value. People on fixed incomes will suffer. Unemployment will escalate, and there will be turmoil. And God says, I will protect my people.
That's Pat Robertson, famous televangelist of the 700 Club and Christian Broadcasting Network, with a Thus Saith the Lord. He says this is what the Lord says, and apparently God is interested when he gives these revelations to Pat Robertson in a little financial predictions about our bond rates and the value of our currency. Now, these are just among some of the predictions that Pat Robertson claims to have received by way of revelation from God. He hedges his bets a little bit. He says he's not always right. Sometimes it's just God warning us, and if we go right, then he withdraws some of the predictions, the dire predictions that he makes. Pat Robertson spent about 5 minutes, in fact, recounting from notes that he had taken personally while he was, quote-unquote, on the mountaintop communing with God, recounting from his notes certain things God says are going to happen not only in 2011, but apparently God's predictions are extended out until about 2012 as well. What I want to listen to Pat Robertson. This was during the 700 Club recently. And then I want your reaction to what this televangelist says, predicts, reveals about what God says is coming for us in 2011. We have the remainder of this first hour for your reaction to Pat Robertson's predictions for 2011. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's January the 4th. We'll hear Pat Robertson. Then I want your reaction. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us right here in the studio. We get your emails in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or leave your reaction at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's hear what Pat Robertson had to say yesterday on the 700 Club after he had communed with God on the mountaintop and received God's notes on 2011.
We always look forward to this time of the year because you go up to the mountaintop before the first of the year and spend some time alone with the Lord and in prayer, and God gives you some insight into things. Tell me what happened.
Sometimes I've had things that have been so spot on it's almost frightening. Other times I say, well, I put these out tentatively to see if this is what the Lord has. I'm not some kind of a psychic, so I want everybody to understand that. But I ask God for direction, and he very graciously gives it to me from time to time. But here are some of the highlights of what I felt that he told me over an extended period of time. I'm going to share more of this with our staff, but here goes, and take it for what you feel. And this is what I'm writing, and I'm saying this is what the Lord said. Your country is in grave peril. The leaders have hearkened to the demands of interest groups and have led your nation into bankruptcy. In 2 years will come a time of reckoning. It's not now, but it's going to be 2 years from now. Your creditors will demand payment, and there will not be enough to satisfy their claims. Your currency will shrink in value. Your bonds will lose value. People on fixed incomes will suffer. Unemployment will escalate, and there will be turmoil. And God says, I will protect my people. But he says, warn them now about what is coming. Tell them to get out of debt and restrict purchases now. Because, you know, if you own your house and you have whatever you have and there's no debt against it, you get to keep it regardless of what happens. But right. If you have debt against it, you lose.
That's a little bit of what Pat Robertson had to say on the 700 Club yesterday. He went to the mountaintop. I don't know if it was a literal mountaintop or not, but he went someplace, communed with God, and over a period of time, he said God made some predictions for him. He puts it out there. He says, take it for what it's worth. God is concerned about the bankruptcy of the United States. He's got a 2-year timeline for our creditors calling in their debts. He says they will, and we won't be able to pay. So he's concerned about our bond rates, the value of our currency, and that unemployment will get worse than it is now. And he's God is urging people to get out of debt, to pay off their debts and enter 2011, 2012 debt-free, because otherwise you'll be in trouble. What do you make so far of Pat Robertson's predictions, revelations from God, at least that's what he says they are, on the future of the United States in 2011? I want to hear from you. This break is a great time to call. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, January the 4th. Pat Robertson's predictions. I want your reaction. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or leave your reaction, your question, your comment at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. More from Pat Robertson and what God is predicting, he says, for 2011 after this.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
A voice in the wilderness of American evangelicalism, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support, equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old theology, new technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
He said, I'm not going to let men destroy the world with nuclear bombs. I'm not some kind of a psychic, so I want everybody to understand that. But I ask God for direction, and he very graciously gives it to me from time to time.
That's Pat Robertson of the 700 Club and the Christian Broadcasting Network with some of his other predictions. No nuclear destruction for the world, at least for the next year, the next calendar year. He goes to the mountaintop, he hears from God, then he makes his predictions. I want to hear from you, your reaction, what Pat Robertson has to say. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback at issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page and leave your reaction right there, as many have already. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first is Steve from St. Louis. Steve, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to know if he's going to short the U.S. dollar. You know, go ahead and maybe he can make his prediction on CNBC as well as the 700 Club. The other thing was, what I find interesting is when I read the prophets of the Old Testament, or when I read every prophecy in the Bible, there's never hedging. It's never, well, this is what I think is going to happen. This is what God told me. The prophets tend to be fairly definitive in what they're saying God said. And what I love about this is he's already hedging at the same time he's making these predictions. So what can you make of that?
That's very interesting. Hey, Steve, how does it feel to be the first caller of 2011 to Issues, Etc.?
It's great. I'm actually not traveling, so I can't actually listen to you guys live and not on a podcast. It's kind of a novelty for me, even.
Well, thank you. When you have your opportunity to listen live, but of course we love our on-demand listeners. Steve, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, he does hedge his bets. Of course, any good predictor does. They'll always hedge their bets, but this isn't supposed to be coming from Pat Robertson's imagination or from his expertise on the U.S. economy. It's supposed to be, he says, insight from God. In fact, he began his predictions by saying, this is what the Lord says. Thus saith the Lord. Now, normally, say the Old Testament prophets, when they said, thus saith the Lord, God actually expected them to speak what he said, not the imaginations of their own heart. Apparently, nowadays, our prophets are free to guess, speculate, and hedge their bets when they say, thus saith the Lord. As for talking down the U.S. dollar, well, at least he says God's concerned about the value of our currency as well as our bonds. He didn't say anything about the stock market. Apparently, the stock markets do well. If the bond market does poorly, generally the stock market does well. So maybe there's kind of a backhanded prediction from Pat Robertson or from God in this case about the stock market doing better. Bad unemployment, bankruptcy, our creditors calling in all of our debts. Jan in Clarksville, Tennessee says, take this for what you feel, quoting Pat Robertson. Oh, yes, that explains it all. We don't have to use our minds to understand these quote unquote prophecies. Very well said, Jan, and thanks for listening in Tennessee. What about the rest of you? We'll hear a little bit more from Pat Robertson, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Back to televangelist Pat Robertson's predictions for 2011.
Now, the Lord said, my glory will shine throughout the earth. Everywhere men will be seeking solutions to their problems. Many will turn to me. Many will curse and revile me. There's going to be a division coming up. It already is, but it'll be worse. It will not be a time of happiness, bitter recriminations, revolutions, increasing turmoil. In the midst of that, CBN will prosper, Regent will prosper, and the ACLU will be needed as never before. And the American Center for Law and Justice will be needed as never before. And God's going to give us extraordinary miracles. It's going to be another good year for CBN, but it's going to be tough for the world. So that's the main message. And word was in 2012, the man who is going to be elected president will preside over, quote, an impoverished nation.
Now he's quoting God here. He says, quote, an impoverished nation. These are things he's getting from God himself, or so he claims, and even is bold enough to put quotes around them. Apparently, CBN, that is Christian Broadcasting Network, on which is seen the 700 Club, where he made his predictions, will do well. They'll do very well, but the rest of the world will do very poorly, and there'll be division over people seeking solutions to their problems. Matt in Lincoln, Nebraska says his statement is quite self-serving. His economic advice reflects what many others have already stated. Bridget says, gotta love his disclaimer, so God is telling me these things, but just in case, don't hold me to it, I'm not a psychic, etc. James in Omaha, Nebraska says, these aren't predictions as much as they are a recitation of what's contained in the op-ed columns of the newspapers across the country, or maybe God sent Mr. Robertson the press release intended for the Wall Street Journal. Very clever, James, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. Well, here's the rest of Pat Robertson's predictions.
It's hard to believe that could happen, but it came quickly.
Well, just as we just saw with that story on Governor McDonald,
yes.
You know, you can turn things around quickly, but things can fall just as quickly.
Well, I don't think this is, in a sense, set in stone. I mean, you know, that's just what's going to happen if we keep on doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we can change, and obviously it's not, that's the way it is, and it's going to be turmoil and confusion. And, you know, the Lord said wise men have offered solutions and their solutions won't work. And there's so many people who feel so proud of themselves, but they leave God out of the equation.
Yeah.
So that's but unless we do something, the country's bankrupt now, is what the Lord is saying. It's now, I mean, if you look, you know, we have more debts than we have ability to pay them. Yeah. And so I think it's time that we understand, and we've got an example from Bob McDonald here in Virginia that says, here's the way we can fix it.
Yes.
But it's going to be serious, Terry. I don't think people realize the rate of unemployment, especially with people on fixed incomes, how they're going to be hurt, they're going to be suffering, and there will be turmoil and bitter recriminations. And, of course, around the world, as this strikes, then there'll be rioting and looting and all the stuff that goes along with economic problems.
So getting your house in order financially, getting out of debt, would be the practical things to do. And spiritually, getting tuned into the Lord.
Get tuned into the Lord. Remember the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins. The one had extra oil. You know, for Christmas, Gordon got me a little teeny lamp about as big as what I'm showing right now. And it was a lamp you fill with oil. And that's what the foolish virgin, they all had the little lamp. But obviously, it runs out of oil, so
yes.
There was a little vial of oil that the smart ones had with them.
Something
to refill when it ran out. And so they were prepared. And people who are not prepared, but you just know of a fact there's going to be economic hardship. And
Over and over again in the Word, it says, let him who has ears hear.
Yeah.
And so it's a time for us to open to what God's trying to say.
It's a realistic message. It's not a message of disaster. Or there's something else the Lord said, and I think this is very important. I forgot this. He said, "I am not going to let men destroy the world with nuclear bombs." And I think that is important. We worry about North Korea, we worry about Iran and so forth. The Lord is not going to let that happen. So I think we can take that one off the table. And that's encouragement. But he did say, I'm going to bring some judgment on people, but they'll know it's me. It won't be the result of some person who is a fanatic. Mm-hmm. He is not going to allow men to destroy this world with nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. So
that's an encouragement.
Are you encouraged?
I'm encouraged.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's it for now.
Okay. And by the way, no nukes. That's kind of a big thing to kind of leave toward the middle. Sean in San Jose, California says, when he says, take it for what you feel, this is a sum total of all that follows. It's simply more of the same dispensational, ego-stroking newspaper theology that is sadly not unexpected. Thanks for listening in California. Joel in Topeka, Kansas says, what were his predictions for 2010? Nice, bland predictions that can change. I'm not sure about this, thus says the Lord. Not even close, says Joel in Topeka, Kansas. Bob in Newport, Vermont says he certainly is not speaking with God on the mountaintop, although he may be speaking with a God. I cannot believe that people still listen to his predictions after all the failures he has had in the past. Russ in Burnsville, Minnesota says, I just listened to the first minute and already I hear him saying sometimes I've been spot on, but it's so scary. Sometimes I put things tentatively to see if this is what the Lord has in store. Then later, before he reads down the list, he says, this is what the Lord told me. I just wonder, which one is it? If it's from the Lord, is he not sure? I'm not trying to condemn, I'm just trying to clarify. And Frank in Cary, Illinois says, this is the difference in what we hear from PR or an astrologer. What's the difference? Christian-like overtones, perhaps, on the economic gross generalizations. Well, economy is already in the tank, so it's a stretch to predict further financial downslide. I noticed he predicted their own self-prosperity and would underline the word self-prosperity. I'm sure his viewers will hear on how they have committed to supporting that prophecy. Too bad so many are fooled by this man. Karen in Laramie, Wyoming says, did he say people leave God out of the equation and then unless we do something? Yes, that's what he said. Bill in Minneapolis says, I think he was hearing Glenn Beck on a radio in the background rather than God. Maybe so. Thanks to everybody who commented on Pat Robertson's predictions. Now, see, here's the problem. You say, thus saith the Lord. You say, the Lord says. You'd better be reading from the Bible, word for word, because anything else could be, probably is, most certainly is, just your imagination. The problem is, he says, thus saith the Lord, and then what's missing? He talks about the economy, about no nukes. He talks about the future of our nation and about our political leaders. There's no Jesus in anything Pat Robertson predicted. It is a prediction, a God who speaks a word other than the word of Jesus Christ. Good indication, by the way, that he wasn't hearing from God at all. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will talk about pro-marriage versus anti-gay. Then we'll talk about the real promises of God with Pastor Bill Swirla.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues, Etc.